Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tom Rivers joining us live from overseas as we hear more about what happened yesterday morning in the Netherlands. Tom, it was almost around this time yesterday, our time, when we started hearing about people struck by gunfire and that a gunman was still on the loose. If you can, take us from there. When and how were police able to track him down?
Yeah, let's go back. It's about, let's look at the clock right now, about 24 and a half hours ago. This incident took place on a tram in Utrecht, heading toward the center of the town there. And all we knew at that time was a spray of bullets, number of people hurt, medevac choppers going in, taking people out. Eyewitnesses say an individual fled, got in a car, took off a red car, et cetera, et cetera. Most of the day, an apartment was surrounded by our heavily armed police there. And we found out later on in the evening that the chief suspect, a 37-year-old individual that was born in Turkey, had been apprehended. And the threat level was dropped from the highest to the second highest. So it looks like they got their quote-unquote man they were looking for. Question is, though, some of the people on the tram were saying this guy actually targeted a woman on the tram. It turns out this individual may have been caught a day or two before up on rape charges. This could have been actually a domestic, a very violent, but a domestic incident, because other individuals then jumped in to the aid of this woman, hence got caught in a lot of gunfire there.
All right.
So, yes, terrorism is still a possibility, but it looks like it may now, in retrospect, be a nasty, very nasty domestic.
Well, that would be a relief to a lot of people, even as bad as it was. But now there, we understand there were three people in custody. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen this in the past. Anybody that had a close association with a chief suspect, usually that's the standard operating procedure in Europe now. They drag them in and they question them. Did they help them in any way? You know, were they sharing a flat with them? Did they give them shelter? Did they give them rides? You name it. Feed them, et cetera. So they're going to go through all that, and they're going to go through computers, smartphones, you name it, see if there's any connections between the chief suspect and any people around him.
But those terrorism concerns have been kind of not maybe totally squashed, but put to rest?
I think they've been put, well, yeah, they've basically been put to rest, although they're not officially taking it off the table now. But again, if we roll the clock back 24 hours, everybody and their mother says, wow, this looks like it might be a revenge attack for New Zealand. And that, of course, is what the shooter down there wanted. He wanted to spark these things all around the world. So it may not turn out to be the case. But, again, we'll keep following closely. We got our people on the ground in Utrecht and updating us by the hour.
All right, that's Tom Rivers joining us live this morning.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.